T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're talking this hour here on the WCCO Morning News after the Biden administration ordered a study that could lead to a 20-year ban on mining upstream from the BWCA, citing the potential threat of acid mine drainage. This is a mineral withdrawal, a 2-year study of environmental impacts of mining in the watershed that leads to the BWCA. We last segment spoke to Becky Rahm with Save the Boundary Waters, now welcoming in Frank Ungaro, who's with Minnesota Mining. And Frank, thank you for joining us. Just asking an open-ended question about the response to the Biden administration's announcement and staring down what could be an extended situation when it comes to mining in Northeast Minnesota.
Yeah, sure. Glad to be on this morning. First, I think we all have to realize that, you know, life depends on metals and minerals, everything we do every day. Responsible mining is essential to the green economy that we all want. And we hear the Biden administration talking about critical minerals and a supply chain. And quite frankly, this is talking out of the other side of the administration's mouth. You can't have on one hand talk about a climate crisis and clean energy and electric vehicles, and at the same time attempt to lock out access to the very metals needed to achieve those goals. That's hypocrisy. This study is a segregation. It's basically a moratorium on development of new minerals. And just like it was in 2016 when the Obama administration proposed the exact same thing, it's unnecessary. It's duplicative. It does nothing to better protect the environment. The BWCA is already protected. What this does is create uncertainty that simply chases investment away from Minnesota. And this is bigger than any one project. What Twin Metals does, they seem committed to their project future. There are other companies in this huge, vast, globally significant deposit. What it will do to them and the uncertainty, time will tell. But we already have a process in place, and it's designed to evaluate the impacts of a specific project, and we believe that project should be allowed to work.
Is mining safe? I'm asking for a response to what we hear from environmentalists, that this the potential for acid mine drainage is too much, that the pristine waters of the BWCA and the economic driver the wilderness area is cannot, it's just too much to risk to have mining continue. Is there anything you can tell us about these assurances that some people may not trust?
Yeah, first, the economic driver of the region is mining and timber, clear and simple. But again, the watershed of the region are already protected by strict state and federal environmental standards. Existing law prohibits degradation of the BWCA. If a company demonstrates that it can meet all state and federal standards, then it will not damage the environment. You look at the process that evaluates air, water quality, and the strict standards with public input, the environmental review process that takes years and years and years and is determined in this globally significant deposit that's basically sulfur deficient ore, that there won't be, in the case of Polymet, any acid rock drainage. Other deposits that other companies have likely would be the same thing, but we don't know. And a hypothetical generic study with a moratorium until that's done does nothing to better the environment. We have an individual project in front of state and federal regulators. That project should be allowed to move forward to determine just that, what its impacts are and whether it can or cannot meet our standards. It's always interesting that, you see the push to by anti-mining groups that we can't mine here safely. And at the same time, we want more renewable technology. And you have to ask the question, where do they want their metals to come from?
Frank, one last question, just because we're running shorter on time. What happens next for people who are wondering about this moratorium and who see this potential 20-year ban and may be concerned, is this going to go through the legal system?
Well, there'll be, like there was in 2016, an administrative process. And in 2017, there were public meetings and there were hearings and comment periods. And the federal government has everything it needs from the citizenry to duplicate some hearings, get all the information they need, and make the decision that the best way is to look at an individual project, look at the domestic resource we have here in Minnesota, start being less dependent on our nickel for electric vehicles, on our copper for all the technology we use, and mine here, mine under our environmental regulatory safeguards, not export our environmental conscience to foreign countries. That's just simply environmental privilege. Anti-mining groups simply want nothing more than not in my backyard, and that's environmental privilege.
Frank Ungaro is with Minnesota Mining. Thanks so much for joining us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.